Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having an absolutely blessed day as always. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, wonderful. I mean, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. I mean, it's an absolutely beautiful day down here in Florida, but regardless of how the day looks, I always have that same attitude because I decided back in 1979, in March of 1979, when I got saved, that that's how I was going to feel today. And so people need to realize that when you're saved and you have a relationship with God through Christ and you're connected to the Almighty, every day is a great day. You know, we're kind of like, honestly, we're kind of like an illegal alien here, you know, on this planet. We're really not supposed to be here. We're kind of just chilling out. And, you know, we're going to be going to another place, a better place, when we leave here. And we're kind of just biding some time while we're here. And we get to watch all of these things transpire around us. And they affect us, definitely, because we're in this reality right now on this planet. But the thing about it is though, that we don't have any fear about this. We don't have to have any concern about it because we know that God's still on the throne. Prayer still changes things. And God's not sitting around going, oh, my gosh, I didn't see that coming. You know, he knows what's going on down here, and he's going to protect us. That's why it's important. And I do that for you guys. I pray for you every day. I station angels around my family. I plead the blood of Christ over all of us. I put a hedge of thorns around all of us, and I make sure that we're covered and we're protected. And see, this is so important. Now, that doesn't mean we're supposed to go out and do silly things and dumb things and step out in front of semi-trucks to see if it really works. We're not supposed to do stuff like that. I had a friend of mine one time. He was talking to him about vaccines, and he's a younger guy, he was mid-20s, and he was vaccinating all his children after he told us he wasn't going to do that. And I started asking him why, and he said that everything's in God's, you know, will. You know, basically that's the type of thought that people have, that no matter what happens, it was God's will for it to happen. So I said to him, I said, so if your children come down with autism because you vaccinated them, that's God's will. And he goes, yes. And I said, that's ludicrous. It's like stepping in front of a semi-truck and telling, you know, writing a little note before you step in front of the semi-truck. By the way, it's God's will for me to step in front of the semi-truck and commit suicide today. It's just, it doesn't work that way. You know, God wants us to bring honor and glory to him. He wants us to use our head and our brain. He wants us to be led by his Holy Spirit. And he wants us to make good choices and good decisions. I mean, if you've got a car that runs great, but you want to buy a new car, but the car you have is paid for and it runs great and it's reliable, but you want to go out and spend $70,000, $80,000 and you want to finance it because you just want to have a new toy, it probably isn't the best move if you're already in a situation where you're having a hard time making your house payment. It probably just doesn't make a lot of sense. Or if you're having a hard time paying for the kids to go to school or buying clothes or buying groceries, you probably need to hold off on that car purchase until you get a few more of those other bills paid off, or if you've got a bunch of credit cards that have to be paid off. What I always tell people is this. If you've got credit card debt, pay all that credit card debt off before you go out and buy something else or get more credit card debt. Try to keep your credit cards paid off every month. The credit card companies, to be honest with you, they really hate that. They hate it when you pay the bills off every month. They kind of consider you to be a parasite, especially if you have credit cards that give you free airline points or free hotel points. In fact, I heard one of them one time on an interview on national TV say, these people that pay off their credit cards every single month, they're a bunch of parasites. They're parasites. And I'm like, wait a minute, are you not making money on every purchase we make? Isn't that what hotel points and airline points are all about? So, guys, if you're going to use a credit card for that, for points, for hotels and for basically airlines, et cetera, that's not that big of a deal, but just keep them paid off every month and don't get to the point where you're having to pay 18, 20, 30% interest on those cars. Because then at that point, you should have just bought the credit, you should have just bought the airline point, the airline card, airline ticket without running yourself into debt. By the way, somebody, you know, sent me a text yesterday and I don't know where it's from. There's no note on it as far as who the author is. So I want to read you part of it and put a few of my own words into it. It says, whether you believe you're the only observer to the events taking place around the world today, make no mistake, you're a participant in every way possible. There's nothing organic about what's going on, from the mass hysteria about a supposed pandemic to staying home to wear a mask to repeating the programming to the marches, the riots, or the looting. all of this is a construct of the programming that's taken place over each of us over our lifetime, brought to you by some type of Sabbatean wizard that's controlling your fabric of time-space by increasing the negative energy fields around you and making you believe stuff like Fauci says to you. Oh, by the way, you must maintain social distancing. And you can see him over there waving a little holly stick wand, trying to put some kind of curse on you. You must do what I tell you to do, or you're going to come down with this horrible disease. Wave the little wand on you. And all of this suggestion they give you, all of this stuff they're doing to program your mind by individuals, organizations that have mastered the art of psychological control of the mind and predictive programming. Again, this started with Bernays and Freud. None of that's debatable. It's just a fact. In fact, if you've been a willing participant in your own programming, and you continue to watch TV, refuse to mute the commercials, continue to believe the news propaganda, and you continue to program your children, whether you know it or not, by simply inviting the television programming and the media into your home, into your life, or you're sending your children to a government-controlled FEMA indoctrination camp center, which is known as a public school, or attending institutions of higher learning, learning yourselves without maintaining a perspective of, these guys are a bunch of loons. And I'm not going to let their communist mantra affect me and how I think. Or you always go to a Christian school and hope you don't end up with a gay professor, which, by the way, they have gay professors at Christian schools now. Every time you willingly place a mask over your face, the cabal sees you as bowing to their desire to silence you, because that's part of, again, their Luciferian cabalist agenda. Every time you avoid going out into public, encourage others to stay home, or just to flatten the curve, or because we're all in this together, this cabal only sees the fear and hysteria they've instilled that controls you furtherance of their Luciferian agenda. Every time you take a knee in support of this out-and-out control agenda, including the NFL players, the cabal sees you as bowing down to their satanic agenda. Every time you take a side in politics supporting their candidates and not speaking truthfully about what they're doing, and you become biased in your views concerning the candidates, and you're unwilling to see the good and the bad, again, you're supporting the Luciferian agenda and part of the mind control. Every time you believe or repeat what you've been taught during your programming rather than investigating the facts of current or historical events, like really what happened in World War II and World War I, why was it fought, you know, again, you're being controlled by this agenda. Every time you dismiss, mock, ridicule, or seek to silence anyone who speaks out on topics that aren't part of the mainstream narrative, you're following back into their agenda. Catchphrases and slogans are part of the predictive programming. When you find yourself repeating them, realize that they've got you right where they want you, a willing and even participant, like social distancing, you know, beware of the virus. Oh, no, it's coming back. Here comes wave two. The truly sad thing is the vast majority don't have a clue about their lifetime of programming that they've been subjected to, nor any awareness of the actual Kabbalist agenda. Insidious international network of prominent people, primarily led by the international bankers, who have tentacles in every single avenue in the industry of life. They seek control of the world. That's what they want to do. All of us for resources, and that includes every one of us as well. Every single person is to be chipped and monitored via the coronavirus vaccine and other types of injections and smart dust. These things they've done, are doing, and plan to do would boggle your mind, but that doesn't mean you should know about them. They've made no secret of it. You simply haven't been paying attention to what they've really said. They always tell us what they're going to do in advance as part of their lesser or white magic. They have to do this as part of their religion. In many cases, the words are only heard through a mind programmed with biased beliefs that depend largely on the experiences you've had personally. In other words, if you haven't experienced this or seen this or read this, they continue to manipulate you by what they've taught you. Guys, it's hard to believe a lot of this stuff. You know, a lot of people think the people that say this kind of stuff are simply conspiracy theorists. But guys, they've shut the planet down. They've shut the world economic engine down. You're thinking, well, it's not really happening around us. It'll be back to normalcy bias pretty quickly. Well, you need to be smart enough and aware enough to basically realize that some of this is going on. You can't say you don't know. We tell you on the show every single day what's really going on. You listen to this show, it's like a dose of truth. Now, a lot of alternative media, a lot of these people that have jumped on the internet bandwagon and have their own talk shows and all these other things, which I encourage them all to do that, they parrot what they're being told by mainstream news, by ABC, CBS, NBC, or even Tucker Carlson or Fox. They don't think through the full narrative. When's the last time you heard Tucker Carlson talk about the Rothschild-controlled narrative? When's the last time you heard Tucker Carlson talk about the Kabbalist narrative. When's the last time you heard Tucker Carlson talk about Israel being the number one homosexual destination in the world? When's the last time you heard Tucker Carlson talk about, well, the $1.5 trillion worth of heroin coming out of Afghanistan? See, the truth about any of these mainstream media outlets is this. They may give you 80% or 85% truth, but they never put the rest of it in there. Or they'll slant it a certain way, a certain bias. If they did not do that, they would not be allowed to stay on the air. If they started telling you the truth and started talking to you about the Federal Reserve Bank and how they control the world, kind of like Glenn Beck did. I'm not a big Glenn Beck fan, but he did this on Fox. He used to be on the Fox Network, remember? And within weeks, they yanked him off Fox. Why? Because he broke the narrative and decided he could go out where no one had gone before on Fox and start telling the full truth about the Kabbalists who see money as an energy field, a flow of energy. They don't see things as we see them. They see everything as energy fields, and they're wizards and warlocks and witches. When you start talking about those guys, suddenly everybody has the attention. I know several people that have gone out and they've made their stand and they said, well, I don't believe this or I don't believe that. And they were once Hollywood big shots, and suddenly they're pushed out of Hollywood like, you know, a rock falling into a pond and sinking into the depths. And they're gone, never to be heard of or seen again. Oh, that won't happen. Okay. Why don't you talk to Mel Gibson about that, and plus a plethora of others who decided to go against the mainstream narrative. Some of those guys that you see are committing suicide in Hollywood, finding them with heroin needles in their arms or overdosing on drugs. A lot of those guys had lost their usefulness to the narrative, and they were coming to the realization they had to start telling the truth. Oh, let's talk about Prince. Let's talk about Michael Jackson. Let's talk about a bunch of other ones. And suddenly, they are no more. They're sacrificed and simply retired. Wow. What a horrible way to go. If you don't think that's going to happen, let's talk about Joan Rivers. Hey, Obama's gay. We all know that. We all know his wife's a tranny. What do you mean by that? Michelle Obama, she's a transgender. We all know. We all know. It's okay. It's okay. Months later, her character was retired off the stage of life. You think through this stuff and realize you got to tell the truth. You can't tiptoe through the daisies and through the tulips and pretend like the tulips and the daisies and the weeds aren't there. You've got to tell the truth about all of these different things. And you got to make sure, if you're listening to TV or programming or radio or whatever you're listening to, that you're getting the full picture. And if the people don't want to talk about what I just talked about, you got to really be careful about what they are talking about, because they're deleting big chunks. What do you think, Austin?
Well, that's really well said. And, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people like what, you know, Tucker Carlson does on Fox. And I mean, granted, he brings up some topics sometimes that are very valid. There's no question about it. But people have to understand, the mainstream media does this specifically. There's a reason why he's still on the air. There's a reason why he reads a teleprompter. There's a reason why they continue to allow Fox to have the right-wing push to it. The reason why is you have to have some type of balance in propaganda. They've found, and they saw this with Goebbels, and they saw this with Germany and Nazi Germany, if you go so far to the left party side or whichever side you're going with this, and that's the only thing you do, people start realizing that they're being lied to. If you give them a little bit of an option on mainstream media, but you keep it very narrowed, okay, you can watch CNN, you want to focus on that, oh, you can watch Fox, you can focus on that, but whoa, don't veer off more than 20 or 30 degrees, that's it, you're just allowed to stay right in your little spot right here, right in your little comfort zone, watch your Fox, watch your CNN, watch the one you want, focus on what you need to do. And it keeps the narrative going. Like I said, Tucker Carlson brings up some great stuff. He has some great rants. He has some very, very valid topics he brings up. And I am glad that that at least gets out there to some degree. However, as Dad said, it never goes past that 20 to 30 degree mark. It always stays right in that rocking chair of what can get brought up, what can get said. You know, she doesn't ever talk about the Federal Reserve. He never talks about how our entire money supply has been controlled essentially by the Rothschild banking cartel and all the other banking cartels as far as with the Federal Reserve since 1913. He doesn't talk about any of that stuff. He doesn't talk about as far as what Mossad's involved in. He doesn't talk about the Afghanistan heroin production that's basically the largest in the entire world now. I think last time I checked, Afghanistan produces upwards of 92% of the entire world's supply of heroin. I've never heard him talk about that. Now, granted, he's talking about some other stuff, but those are topics that are forbidden. You're not allowed to talk about. cannot talk about this in mainstream media. I guarantee you, if Tucker Carlson came on and went off teleprompter and brought up the topics that I just talked about, Afghanistan, the Fed, etc., I guarantee you they would pull him off the air immediately because he's got a lot of clout. People follow what he says. And if he really wanted to get everybody's attention, that's exactly what he'd do. But again, he's got a job. He's making money. He's probably making very, very good money. He's got a lot of notoriety. And so, and for the most part, he probably feels like he's doing a lot of positivity, and to some degree he is. But understand, that is what the mainstream media is there for. They're designed to produce that left-right shift, that back and forth. Okay, left-right, left-right. And this is what we see happening. I saw a video now that's gone all over social media, the protest in New Mexico. I'm sure you guys saw this. And there was a protester out there, basically was an anti-protester against these rioters. I should say anti-rioter. That's much more accurate. And he was getting in some scuffles with some people, and he was having heated debates. I watched a bunch of, like, multiple videos of it. Finally, he tries to basically exit the situation. He starts backing up, starts walking away. And they start yelling at him, all these Black Lives Matter Antifa members. They start chasing him down. And one of them says, you know, F and kill him. And then one of them jumps on him, another one jumps on him. Then another guy comes up and hits him with a skateboard, goes to hit him again. Anti-rioter protester basically pulls out a pistol, shoots the Antifa guy, plugs him like 3 or 4 times. Bam, bam, bam. Done. Game over. Good night. Thanks for playing. And everybody's going, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. And of course, law enforcement shows up right after. There were multiple armed patriots that showed up to protect this guy. This guy's like, you could tell after he did it, he was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I shot this guy. I don't know what to do. He's sitting down on the ground. Like, you can tell he's just like, doesn't know what to do. The three armed, you know, basically patriots show up. They're armed. They're like full kit. And of course, SWAT team shows up. They all get arrested. And of course, the mainstream media completely flipped it. Showed photos of these guys in full kit and multicam. Basically said that they shot peaceful protesters. Complete and total lie. Now, of course, the video is surfaced now, and people realize what really happened. And I think they're charging the guy now that shot the Antifa guy. From what last time I heard, they're charging him with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Which I don't know how in the world they're ever going to get that stick, which I don't think they will. There's no way a prosecuting attorney is going to try to pick that up after they have the video evidence of basically getting hit in the face with a skateboard. I mean, I tried the skateboard when I was younger. Last time I checked, that is a significant assault weapon if you choose to use it as which. I mean, you got doggone steel, you know, rollers on the bottom of it. You got a big, sharp wood edge. You could beat somebody to death very quickly with a skateboard. And the thing was, the guy was trying to flee before all that situation happened. He was trying to leave the situation. He was not being the aggressor at that point, walking up in the group with a pistol. But it's funny to see, ironically, how the mainstream media tried to spin it from the very beginning. They immediately grabbed the story. I mean, as soon as it happened, they grabbed the story, spun the narrative, had photos, basically, of these guys on the ground, these patriots on the ground at full kit getting handcuffed, basically saying that they shot a peaceful protester. It's all on CNN. Now, of course, they've had to kind of change the narrative now after the video got released, because now all of a sudden it's not funny anymore, and it doesn't fit their narrative, and it doesn't go along with their hate speech of what they're trying to produce. But understand, this is exactly what I said last week. If the mainstream media stopped reporting on all this rioting, it would stop immediately. And now we've seen exactly what's happened now. They want to change the narrative again. And they told us what they were going to do, that they were going to bring the COVID back. And, of course, that's what they're doing now. And I'm really glad DeSantis has not shut down Florida again. They're saying all these cases are starting up. Here's the thing you got to understand, too. They're actually testing more people now than they had before. Remember, 2 months ago, they didn't have any test kits. Oh, we have any test kits. We have any test kits. Majority of the people, as far as that I have researched now, that have been testing positive, are not in critical condition. Most of which have some minor side effects at best. Some of them have minor flus. A lot of them just go home. They basically give them some meds, tell them to go home. But of course, the mainstream media can't push that narrative. They have to push Florida's up 5%, Texas is up 30%, massive resurgence of coronavirus. We need lockdowns immediately because they have to keep the economy suppressed. Remember, when you just started opening back up, the country is just starting to spool up the economic engine of the United States again. And we're starting to bounce back already. But of course, that's not good. They can't allow that to happen. They got to shut it back down. So I'm really hoping that most people in these states now realize that the narrative is a complete and total lie. if it was so significant for everything to shut down, they would have shut down these protests as soon as they started. I mean, heck, they sent law enforcement to people's businesses to arrest them for having people show up to the door to buy, you know, playing cards like they did out in Tampa. If you guys remember that story I told you guys a month and a half ago, Hillsborough County. Guy has basically a store that sells cards, board games, so forth. He didn't let anybody in his building, but he was still doing business outside of his door. People would show up. He'd sell them cards, board games. They came up and said, you have to shut down. He goes, no, because you say my business is an essential doesn't make you right. Just because you say I can't open my business, you do not have any authority to tell me that. And so they said, okay, fair enough. We're going to arrest you now for basically failing to comply, not with a lawful order, because it wasn't even a lawful order, failure to comply with a quarantine measure. And they arrested him. Now, of course, the attorney general completely dismissed it, no-billed it immediately, said there's no pretext to arrest people for having their business open. You cannot do so. And it was a great win in the state of Florida. But we saw that just 7-8 weeks ago, but then we see protesters and rioters all over the area in Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, Miami, and it's business as usual. Oh, it's their right to peacefully protest, but it's not my right to keep my business open that I deem essential. The lunacy knows no bounds here, but again, it's because it doesn't follow the narrative, and that's exactly what Dad was talking about earlier. So it's really important everybody continue to get the truth out on what's really going on. Also, too, now we're starting to see that Beijing, some very strange videos have come out of China now. It's interesting that videos come out of China when they want them to come out of China. If you guys noticed that, we saw that at the beginning of the year when there were videos that got leaked and released out of China, and then all of a sudden everything stopped. And now, of course, they're saying that they have to completely lock down China again, that basically China is completely and totally getting hit with COVID. And now we've seen videos of people, I mean, as far as you can see, Chinese citizens, it appears in the video, wearing masks, as far as you can see in lines, being loaded on the buses by people with hazmat suits. And there's buses just lined up, I mean, in rows, as far as you can pretty much see. I don't know where these people are going. Are they going to FEMA camps? They're going to Chinese FEMA camps? Are they going to basically hospitals? I don't know. Very odd, because we've never been able to get anything legitimate out of China from the very beginning of what's going on. However, we do know that Fauci's institution that he had funded them with $3.7 million last year to research and figure out how they could make the coronavirus transfer from animals to humans. We do know that for a fact. But no, we don't know much of anything else about what's really going on in China. And now we see this massive push for contact tracing, which is exactly what I said before. They're going to try to do to bring in as much contact tracing, that as much surveillance, that as much restrictions, that as much requirements for a vaccine. But interesting enough, now we see this study from a VR, AVIRA, did a massive poll, and they revealed that 75% of Americans believe that digital privacy is a significant risk by COVID contact tracing apps. 75%. 11 said yes, it basically there is no risk, and that 14% said, I don't know. That's a pretty big poll there, which shows me that a lot of the American population is not okay with this. So why do we have to do all this COVID push again? Because they have to make sure they can keep the contact tracing and the vaccine alive. This is exactly what they're going to keep promoting the rest of the year, and they're going to try to do everything they can to get Alzheimer, you know, basically Biden in there, so they can get him on place, so they can write as many laws and as restrictions and any type of executive orders they want. He's just going to sit there and nod his head. He doesn't even know where he's at half the time. And so it's so important that even if this virus is starting to spread more, we already know, we've seen the death rate from it is minimal at best. So what have I told everybody from the very beginning, and I still continue to do, and I follow my own practice? Vitamin C and D3. Microdose with vitamin C every single day, 3 to 4 times a day, 1,000 to 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams multiple times a day. Keep your vitamin C blood plasma levels up all day long. Keep your D3 levels up. Stay healthy. Use sanitation habits. And be smart. Again, if you're around somebody and they're coughing and hacking, you probably don't want to be standing right in front of them. But going around wearing a mask, I saw a thing on Facebook the other day. A lady was talking. She was basically said her son had to go into the hospital for tubes in his ears. And they said that, you know, they required him to wear a mask all through the hospital and everything. Well, when they got him to the hospital, his O2 levels were at 82%. Anything under 90% requires oxygen. They couldn't get his oxygen levels up. They even tried to put O2 on his nose and keep a mask on him, and they were bouncing right between like 87 and 92 back and forth. Well, guess what? They took the mask off his face. O2 levels shot through the roof, completely fine again. this is what they're trying to do. They know the mask doesn't prevent any aspect of COVID. Who has said that? The CDC has said that. Numerous researchers have said that. The mask does absolutely zero to protect you. The only thing it can do is if somebody is positive for COVID or flu or any virus for that matter, and they're coughing and hacking, it prevents their projectile or droplets of saliva from transferring out. It stops that from happening. It does do that. But being a healthy individual walking around with a mask is one of the dumbest things you can possibly do all day long, because it massively decreases your O2. When you decrease your O2, your blood levels become acidic. And obviously, cancer loves to thrive in acidity, and not to mention multiple other diseases and ailments, and not to mention, basically, your heart and your brain. Oh, guess what they all function on? Oxygen. Imagine that. So when you see them pushing this narrative and this push for masks, it only tells me one thing. They're trying to get everybody's immune systems as compromised, as weak as possible. Take your vitamin C, take your D3, use sanitation habits, get outside and breathe some fresh air, exercise, stay healthy, eat clean, stay away from the sugar, stay away from the caffeine and heavy usage, stay away from the alcohol and heavy usages, and stay away from all the processed foods and artificial colors and high fructose corn syrup. Eat clean, eat organic the best you can. Use wisdom as far as when you go out in public, especially if people appear sick, and live your life and run your business and stack cash and live the American dream the best you can. Stop falling prey to this fear and propaganda that are constantly trying to shove down everybody's throats. I called it, Dad called it, numerous people, most of my listeners called it, said, is COVID ain't over? They're going to push it back. The rioting is just an interim thing to try to destabilize everybody as much as possible and weaken the law enforcement in the United States and push the communist agenda and show everybody that they want to remove the history. They want to burn the books. That's all they're doing, is de facto book burning, when they start tearing down monuments and statues of things that are history for years and years and years. So I saw there was a protest the other day. A bunch of Italians showed up to basically stop Christopher Columbus from getting pulled down. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, Christopher Columbus did this and did that. And, of course, he did. But you also have to remember, in the 1400s and the 1500s, it was barbarism back then, guys. It's funny when people say, oh, well, you know, they did this, or they cut somebody's hand off for stealing. Guys, it was barbaric in the 1400s. If you want to paint some little halo over everybody's head and pretend, oh, well, you know, he did this and he did that, they still chop people's heads off if they said something wrong to the king. It was barbaric back then. So if people come up with these idiotic comments like, well, Christopher Columbus did this, we need to tear down the statue. I'm not saying I'm a big, huge fan of Christopher Columbus. I'm not saying he was a good person. What I'm saying is trying to tear down statues and burn books to try to remove history and pretend that it didn't happen, doesn't make it not exist. It still happened. It's still there. All it does is promote the communist agenda of removing history from the storybooks so they can rewrite it in the fashion that they seem fit. Understand what they're trying to do. Be awake. Be aware. Speak your mind. Stay healthy and stay prepped by all means, Dad.
Well said, Austin. There's a book you all need to read. It's a long one, but it's worth every minute you spend reading it. Now, I don't agree with all of it. Some of the stuff I don't agree with. It's Topper Saucy, Rulers of Evil. And it's free, by the way. You get a free PDF online, and it goes into detail on what happened with the communist movement starting in the 1800s in Russia and how it swept through Russia. Now, that part of it's really accurate. Now, there's another good book. It's called The Bad War, which talks about the alternative view of World War II. And I agree with pretty much all of that book. That's a pretty good book. And I've read them both. And so, you know, don't be that person who doesn't want to read. You know, and if you want to, see if you can get these books, you know, on audio file, which I'm not sure they're both available. The Bad War was actually banned by Amazon. So he made that one free as a PDF online. So you can get either one of these books for absolutely free. It's not going to cost you anything, and you can read through them. Another good one is Pawns of the Game by William Guy Carr, and this other book, Satan, the Ruler of This World, which is an unfinished book that they printed. All of these books are free online, and if you get these books and you read through them, you'll have a good template as far as what's really, really happening. If you want to have a real in-depth view of it, get The Unseen Hand. That's another really good book. But, you know, that author really has not done a lot in a few years. He's gotten old now. And as so many of the other authors, I mean, you know, so many guys have died in the past few years, Tex Mars, Jim Mars. And it's sad because we're watching the old guard pass away. of people who basically were telling us the truth and have been telling us the truth for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. So read their information, read their books, because guys, these guys are pretty brilliant. A lot of these guys are really good historians. By the way, Chaz Occupier now suggests that rounding up all the white people and putting them into work camps and work brigades. In other words, you know, let's go ahead and follow the example of Nazi Germany using basically slave labor and work camps for supporting the six square blocks they have there in Seattle. Now, Chaz has changed his name now to CHOP, C-H-O-P, because it's indicative of the guillotine. Now, you think about that for a second. You know, with the French Revolution and with Bonaparte and all the rest of this stuff that happened, in which all of these leaders in France basically had their heads chopped off, and all these people that opposed this revolution in France had their heads chopped off. You know, when these people get into power, like Chaz or CHOP, you know, they only have one really recourse that they can do, because they can't feed themselves. They've got to start blame shifting. Everything's a blame shift. They've got to be, oh my gosh, I've got to have this, I've got to have this. Why don't I have this? Why are you guys not giving me this? All right. Well, you're not giving me this, so I've got to take it. So if you don't, we're going to chop your head off. And it's ridiculous to me that a part of the United States has been occupied now by a communist force in Seattle, and nobody's doing anything about it. I mean, all they have to do is to drive through the city with their active denial systems, with their systems of broadcast radar, with broadcast microwave energy, which basically feels like your skin's on fire within a nanosecond, and just basically debilitate the people that are doing all this, force them to leave. They don't have to defend the position. They get hit with that microwave energy, they're going to run. They're not going to sit there. You can also put snipers, you know, up on the rooftops in the areas around them. And when you see these guys walking around with these guns and these machine guns, just shoot them. These guys are armed insurgent, rebel, communist, basically revolutionary, Antifa, you know, people that are holding people hostage and captive inside of those city limits, who are actually committing multiple felonies. You can't not allow people to leave. You can't lock people up in their homes. You can't force people into white work camp brigades. I mean, you can't be doing all that stuff. And the fact that neither Trump nor the mayor nor the governor of Washington State has done anything absolutely is it blows my mind. It really does. By the way, Virginia now, this is bad. I don't know what's up with this Virginia. Virginia used to be the state for, like, liberty. But boy, I tell you what, you put a bad governor in there, it's gone sideways. They've now provided the nation with a template for mandatory vaccines, democracy sacrifice for medical tyranny. And what they're planning on doing is they're going to go ahead and make a decision here to allow these groups of unelected medical authorities, this Board of Health, to determine if they're going to force people to get vaccinated against their will. These tyrannical medical authorities, along with their cronies in politics in Virginia, Governor Ralph Northam, himself a medical doctor, appointed the members of the Board of Health, continue the false narrative that they know what is best for the community, and the opposition to the vaccines comes from uninformed parents. Listen to this. Completely ignoring the fact that many of these parents are themselves medical doctors, scientists, attorneys, and other professionals in the community. The vast majority of people who oppose vaccines are educated college graduates, by the way. I thought I'd mention that. If these medical tyrants in Virginia even acknowledge the fact that these parents represent children damaged or killed by vaccines, the response is similar to what Virginia legislator Dawn Adams, a PhD nurse practitioner, said publicly. Here's her quote. "We have to do the best job we have for the most people, and this sometimes results in unintended consequences, and that is a tragedy." She's talking about the brain-damaged children. And across the board, reality in medical care. In other words, everybody's going to have to go ahead and let their children die or have their IQ scores drop for the good of the many. What is this? What do you say to Americans? Are you going to comply with medical tyranny, potentially sacrifice the health and maybe even death of your children on fast-track COVID vaccine for the greater good? What the heck? These guys are like loons. And I don't know what to say, so I'm going to go ahead and publish this. I'll preprint this. This is Virginia legislature gives CDC Board of Health power to mandate vaccines for school children. It's by Carolyn Hendler, Juris Doctorate, and Barbara Jose Fisher. Now, this is something you guys need to realize. This is a template that can be used now all across the United States to do the exact same thing. And once this stuff starts getting into the federal courts, it'll become a rule of law because of the court proceedings and the rules of these courts. This is bad, guys. And again, this is what the communists always do. They come in and usurp the republic by changing the laws and getting control of the judiciary and getting control of the legislatures. This is what the community organizing efforts are all about. Barack Obama, when he left the presidency, he did not leave the presidency and do nothing. He's still leading a huge tens of thousands of people in community organizing efforts around the United States via the Democratic Party and taking over the state and local legislatures. This is what he's doing. He's doing that right now as part of the communist group mindset model of basically destroying the governments through communism and bringing in a new form of government. If we're not careful, within 20 years, we're going to have a communist dictatorship here in the United States, and they'll basically usurp the Constitution, and they'll keep their elected leaders in, if we even have elections at that point, and they'll all be pushing the communist mantra for all of our generations to come. And the United States will fall as we know it, because it will cease to be able to feed itself, as all other countries have already seen when you go under the communist doctrine. What do you think, Austin?
That's exactly right. And this is why, you know, I've been telling everybody as far as for months now, years actually, you got to have food. If you have food and you have weapons and you have a sizable family and a security force, there's very little that happened in the United States that you can't be prepared for, especially if you band together with other community patriots. Food has always and will always be used as a tool and a weapon to control the populace. Because you got to remember, the amount of weapons, the amount of people in this country, there's never going to be a full national door-to-door confiscation in all the country. I do not believe there ever will be. I don't think it'll ever be attempted. Now, you may have small pockets like New York and California that are already massively liberal. They'll try to do that. We saw that occur in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, and that was an absolute nightmare. And that was in New Orleans, little New Orleans. And it was, I mean, it was a fiasco, logistically, legally, everything. The easiest way to control people is through food. If people start getting hungry enough, and they're law-abiding citizens still, and they're trying to maintain some semblance of rule of law, and they're getting extremely hungry and there's no food, they're either going to start fighting or they're going to go to a FEMA camp and get food. Majority of the time, food has always been used as a tool to come in and say, hey, you know what? We have food, we have shelter, we have this, we have that. Come in here, you just basically have to turn in your guns. They did the same thing. It's a very clear example of what they did to a lot of the guys after the Civil War. To a lot of the rebels, allegedly, the Southern rebels that basically did not want to stop. They basically said, listen, we'll pardon you guys, we'll bring you in, you got to turn in your guns. And, you know, you could see part of that, a lot of what also the Red Legs and everything else in Outlaw Josie Wales. Obviously, that's a fictional film. But a lot of what happened as far as the scenarios and the people, as far as the groups that happened, that was very accurate in there. And so this is what we've seen happen time and time and time again. And that's why I've encouraged everybody. Make sure you have some food buckets. If you don't want to get organic food buckets from us, that's fine. Just get some food. All I know is I operate on a lot of calories every day, just my size and my energy output and my busy all the time. And I know also, too, I can tell the quality of food I put in my body. If I go out occasionally and I go to a restaurant or I've eaten some fast food, which has been a rare thing now, I can tell when I eat it. I don't feel good. I get sluggish. A lot of times my stomach hurts, and I just don't feel good. I get brain fog. Now, when I eat good food, I feel great. And so I try to eat as clean as I can, as much as I can. And so for years, you know, I had MREs and backup food and stuff like that, and I still have some of those. I keep some of them dry and cool as backup food. But I've noticed sometimes when I've eaten some of that food as a kind of secondary measure, we've gone out in the woods and we've gone training, I'll bring some of those. I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to operate for a day, you know, eating these. And I can tell you what, after a couple days of eating MREs, I don't feel very good. I'll be honest with you. My energy levels are down. Now, you know, calorie-wise, I'm getting adequate calories, but I just don't really feel good. And that's why we switched over to the fully organic food buckets that we carry now, and we keep in stock, and we're keeping them stockpiled now the best of our ability until they stop producing them again or till we get another run on them because people like to prep at the last second. And that's why I continue to tell everybody that. We get free shipping on the food buckets, ship them anywhere in the United States, in the 48 states, and it's always good to have some backup food, because once things start going sideways, as we saw at the beginning of COVID, which is funny because the American populace, for some odd reason, has a very, very short attention span. You know, people started stockpiling everything, including toilet paper. Now that everything's kind of started to come back to some sort of normal, people kind of forgot all about that already 2-3 months ago. Oh, it's fine. There's food in the store again. Oh, it's fine. There's toilet paper in the store again. We're not worried about it. We're perfectly fine. We're back to our normal 2 to 3 days we go to the store every day. And that's how a lot of people live. Now, there's already another thing that they came out now, an article that came out. Was interesting, and it discusses how LA Times, numerous other articles have come out from mainstream media discussing food shortages, and people kind of ignore them. The LA Times report, they said the coronavirus outbreaks at 60 different food processing plants will cause a supply chain breakdown by the fall. They said a grim reality is playing all across the country as COVID-19 spreads beyond the meat processing plant that has captured national spotlight. At least 60 food-producing facilities outside the meatpacking industry have seen outbreaks. And so, again, this is going to probably stem back up when they see another COVID outbreak in one of these places. It's going to go like a domino again. And remember, the food supply is always on about a year to a year and a half delay. What you see occurring right now is the food that basically has been in life for the last year, year and a half. The food problem that we're going to see, as I've already said, is going to be by the fall time, by the winter, and by next spring, when all the food that's been occurring from the beginning of this year and the end of last year starts catching up with supply. Remember, we had massive Midwest flooding, massive flooding all last year. I think that was coincidental. We've seen unprecedented flooding all across the country, including down here in Florida. And I've lived here my whole life. And we've seen unprecedented flooding with basically these massive flash storms that come in. Just out of nowhere, bam, all of a sudden it monsoons, whiteout monsooning for 30 to 40 minutes. All of a sudden the roads are flooded, everything's flooding out. I'm like, man, we've lived here my whole life. You know, I've never seen flooding like this occur from a 45-minute afternoon storm. Now, hurricanes, that's a different story. Well, I've seen all kinds of flooding from hurricanes when you got these things parked on you for 2 or 3 days. But understand, there is something going on behind the scenes, because the only way to get people as compliant as possible is to essentially starve them out and restrict their food supply. That's a fact. That has happened in every single dictatorship and tyrannical regime. And back what Dad was talking about earlier as well with the school systems. Remember, the school systems have been, for decades now, communist indoctrination camps. They've slowly been training the children to follow order, obey. If you don't obey, you're disciplined. If you basically do anything, you're disciplined. If you speak out of line, you're disciplined. If you make the shape of a Pop-Tart into a gun, you're disciplined. If you say anything that's not politically correct, you're disciplined. They've been training these children to be good little communist slaves. Now, of course, what have we seen with this younger Generation Z in the last couple years? They're complete and total communist parrots. They repeat everything they've been told for the last 20 years. That's why you see majority of these individuals that are running around, rioting, looting, the ones that are actually organic or following the Antifa, they're all like their mid-early 20s, some of them younger than that. Well, and I told you guys last week, I'm bringing it up again, LA schools are gearing up for the next phase of communist training, and they're calling it COVID-19 protection. They're now saying that basically the school systems in LA County, all children will be required to wear a mask at all times while on campus. They will also go in and reduce the amount of class sizes so they can better monitor the children. They will have to eat lunch in their classroom. They're not going to be able to go to the cafeteria. They're going to have markers on the floor as far as one-way hallways. You're only going to be able to walk one way down a hallway. So you basically have to single file line like you're a prisoner, just like you're in prison, single file line out to recess. Then they will be given each a ball that they can play with, and they will be not allowed to break 6 feet social distancing while outside playing in recess. And this is going from basically, from what I've been told, K through 12. Now, I have no idea how you're going to keep five-year-olds to wear a mask. I'm assuming by essentially punishment, you're going to say, you know, if you don't wear your mask, you're basically going to get sent to the detention office, or you're going to be put in the corner, or you're basically going to be exiled, or whatever they're going to do. But this is exactly what they're doing. And we already know, as I said earlier, it's unbelievably unhealthy to wear a mask all day. So what you're going to see is you're going to see a resurgence of COVID cases, more than likely, all across the country, as we've already seen. And I don't think it's one bit from not social distancing, my personal opinion. Now, you may have some people that are being idiots and they're coughing in each other's faces. Obviously, that can cause COVID virus to spread. That causes any virus to spread. But I think a lot of it is the immune system's been compromised because so many people are walking around with masks. People are riding bicycles with masks. people are driving in cars wearing masks still to this day, and I've seen it. It's embarrassing. Why? Because they're told to do so, and good little sheep follow orders. But see, this is what's starting to occur. The beginning of the phase is when it all started. You saw a lot of people that were contracting and were bouncing right back because a lot of people listened to what we said and other people said. They started going out and buying vitamin C. They started going out and buying D3. And I've already talked to our suppliers. I've already tried to get more vitamin C in the pipeline because we already had shortages of it before, and they were just trying to keep up. I told them, I said, listen, we got to make sure we're on our grind with this with vitamin C, because if this starts to occur again, people are going to do exactly what they did because they're smart. They're going to start buying vitamin C again and hammering it and staying on, you know, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 milligrams a day to keep their immune system strong. So I encourage everybody, stay awake, stay aware of what's going on. Use your brain. Don't be a mindless sheeple and just parrot what you're told. Ask questions that question the narrative. And here's the other thing. If somebody tells you that you can't ask questions or basically tells you to shut up when they try to give you orders, you need to really ask questions at that point. Because last time I checked, in a free country, we can speak our mind and we can ask questions. If people can run around and protest and say, F the police, F white people, F everybody that's not BLM, which they've been doing blatantly and flagrantly on television, including basically discussing arson. There's one individual's black guy that basically was pushing the BLM leader group. I forgot what state it was in. He basically said, if our voices aren't heard, we're basically going to set fire to things that they don't want us to set fire to. Blatantly said that on television. I'm like, okay, that's threat of arson. You go to gym? No. Was he asked questions? Not that I know of. Nobody even did anything. They said, oh, yeah, well, you got to make a stand. They make a stand. These guys are paid provocateurs. That's what Antifa is. It's a globalist, communist, paid mercenary group. That's exactly what they are. Anything else called otherwise is basically trying to sugarcoat it. So understand, ask the questions, speak your mind, and if you can't ask questions of things, you really need to research them. Just like the incident that happened in Australia 3 years ago, where the vaccine, the anti-vaccine group, I wouldn't even say anti-vaccine group, it was a vaccine truth group, that's what it was called in Australia, put up the billboard. Do you know what's in your vaccine? Question mark. That's all it said on there. Do you know what's in your vaccine? Question mark. The prime minister called it rubbish, was forced to take it down in 3 days, said we do not want this type of rubbish being spoken about in Australia. Well, last time I checked, do you know what's in your vaccine isn't rubbish? That's a legitimate question. Do you know that it has thimerosal, mercury in some of them? Do you know that they have aborted fetal tissue? Do you know that they have massive amounts of aluminum? Do you know that they have polyasorbate 80? Do you know that they use monosodium glutamate, MSG? So I can't even understand how that one makes it in there. And a whole other laundry list of toxic elements. And I saw a meme Brad Parton sent me back a while back ago, and it was interesting. I forgot about it. I just thought about it. He said, if you spoon-fed a child the same ingredients that they inject them in vaccines, you would be charged and your children would be taken from you by Child Protective Services if you spoon-fed the ingredients that the very same individuals inject them with in the vaccines on a daily basis in pediatrician, basically doctor's offices. Think about that for a second. They're that toxic that if you expose your child to them, you would go to jail. But yet they inject them, you know, intramuscular into their muscle tissue via needle. But it's okay because it's allegedly for the greater good, for herd immunity, which is complete and total lie when it comes to vaccines. That's my stance on that, Dad.
Well, and all these autoimmune diseases that are being caused by the vaccinations, because it's intramuscular, the body starts to produce antibodies against its own muscle tissue. So you start having this wasting diseases like lupus and other things. A lot of that's directly linked to the vaccinations. And the problem is that I'm not opposed to clean vaccines. It's just that there aren't any clean vaccines, which makes me basically, from a formula standpoint, opposed to all vaccines because they're not clean. And that's the problem. And I can guarantee you that the quote-unquote globalists who run the planet, I guarantee you they have clean vaccines. I guarantee you they have clean vaccines. They have vaccines that they have that are available to them to prevent them from coming down with the diseases that they're trying to force on the rest of us. I promise you, they have those already. I mean, what that one Israeli lab say? Oh, by the way, we've already developed a COVID vaccine. You know, like back in February, and I'm like, okay, how'd that happen? But you know, the thing about it is that, you know, it's just what happens. The major Israeli lab over there out of Tel Aviv, they're the ones that produce the hormones to transition children in the trans movement from boys to girls and girls to boys. They're the ones who produce it. But we can't talk about that either, can we? See, and this is the problem that we have. We've been censored. We've been censored by what we say and what we do because we get social media that says, hey, we're bad people, or they accuse us of doing all kinds of horrible things that we didn't do. And yet here we are still trying to tell the truth. And that's the problem with all of this, is that until the sheeple wake up, nothing's going to be any better. Yeah, it's funny. There's a chapter out of Isaiah, a verse out of Isaiah. Isaiah, let me pull it up real quick. It's Isaiah 5, 20 and 21. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. And it's speaking exactly about the communist Rothschild group of people that are running the planet right now through their central banks, who are trying to invert everything. We talked about the inversion yesterday on the show, trying to invert everything to bring back their snake god. This is the thing that we don't get, all right? Is that it all goes back to that. Now, you get it on this show, because we tell you every day, try to anyhow, we try to bring it back to the focus as to what's doing this and who's doing this. But guys, the vast majority of the shows won't do that because they don't want to. Number one, they got sponsors, they get pissed, excuse my language, but they quit. They say, I'm mad, you said something I don't like. You said black lives matter, but white lives matter, all lives matter. I quit. I'm not giving you any of my advertising money. Okay, well, then you get that. All right, so then these guys basically have to do something to pay the bills. So I want to thank you. You get your vitamins from us. Thank you. I want to be really appreciative because I love you guys, and I want to thank you for that. You get if you don't get all your vitamins from us, you get your multiple vitamin from us, or you get your toothpaste from us, or you get your mouthwash from us, or you get your deodorant from us, or you get something from us that you're not buying from the globalist control box store. And thank you for that, because it's a little thing. So it won't make it never drop buying vitamins. Yeah, it does. It does, because if you buy a bottle of vitamins from us, no, it won't. But if 1,000 people buy a bottle of vitamins from us, it makes a huge difference. It pays for the show. So I want to thank you. I don't want to be that guy that doesn't want to thank you. I mean, I pray for you guys every day, and I want to thank you for supporting us financially, because if it wasn't for your financial support, we simply wouldn't do the show, couldn't do the show, and would realize that you guys really didn't like what we were saying, and if we don't like what you're saying, or you don't like what we're saying, and you're not going to support us, then we just need to go on down the road and do something different. I mean, that's just how I look at it. I mean, I would look at it always. This is how I always looked at it. God's will done God's way never lacks God's support. And if you guys are being led by the Holy Spirit to support us and to promote the show to other people and to buy your multiple vitamins from us, I mean, what's that, $25 for the multiple vitamin or whatever? I mean, what is that? That's nothing for most of you guys. And for you and your whole family to be healthy, at least trying to take multiple vitamins, it's a good step. By the way, the majority of Germans now are refusing to install the Coronas warning app, because they're being told every time they get around somebody, this thing goes off and beeps, oh, you got coronavirus. And so they're trying to control the German people like a bunch of sheeple. And enough of the German people are left who haven't been killed yet through wars, and their DNA hasn't been wiped out through wars and basically through a Muslim invasion, that they're going out, you know, we're not going to do that. And why is that? Because here's why. Hundreds of Berlin households now, because of the app, have been quarantined. Authorities in Berlin have placed 369 households under quarantine after dozens of people tested positive for the new coronavirus. And here we go again. Germany, again, is one of the largest economic engines and mass producers of product and goods in the world. And they got to shut them back down again. So now the Germans are going, you know what, guys? We're simply not going to have your little test app here telling us all we have coronavirus. What a mess. I'm so glad the Germans are at least finally standing up and getting a little backbone. They should have tossed Angela Merkel out long, long ago. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely, guys. Continue to be just praying for this country. Continue to be standing up for our rights. Continue to be speaking your mind. Never let your voice be drowned out by anger and hatred. Continue to speak the truth for what you know it is and your convictions. Thank you again for the support. Be sure to check out the website, healthmasters.com, the product of the week, the joint rebuilding formula. You guys voted and it won. That's our very, very high octane formula as far as for rebuilding soft tissue. Gotten incredible results from thousands of people, including Dave Hodges, that have had issues with joints as far as with knees, elbows, ankles, soft tissue damage. We've even had individuals that basically were going to go in for knee replacement surgery and started taking that product and were able to actually never even have to have the surgery. I'm not saying that works like that every time, but the formula is very, very effective. You can look at it on the website at healthmasters.com. Very good even as a maintenance protocol, just to maintain healthy joints, or as a repair protocol, which is a high-dose formula of it when you start taking large doses multiple times a day in order to rebuild the soft tissue in the cases that I just referred to. So be sure to check it out on the website, healthmasters.com, product of the week, the joint rebuilding formula. And again, thank you for helping us out. Thank you for spreading the truth. Continue to send the emails out. Continue the shows out. Speak the truth, and be sure, you know, with all this stuff going on, guys, be very cautious of what situations you put yourself in. Stuff can escalate in the blink of an eye. I know that. Dad knows that. A lot of our listeners know that. Things happen really fast when things start getting aggressive and violent, and we saw that in New Mexico with the situation with the guy being attacked. You know, what was really his intent there? You know, I don't know. That's going to be for the Attorney General to get on and figure out if they want to prosecute that case. But understand, when you start carrying a firearm, especially to situations like that, there's always that aspect of you going there with a possible intent to do deadly harm. I'm just giving you guys my advice. I'm not giving you any legal advice. I'm just letting you know. Because they can say, well, you went there with a firearm with the intent to do this. Now, maybe you were just there to protect yourself. That's completely different. Now, if you're in a situation and you get caught in the middle of something and you don't even know what's going on and you're in fear of your life, that's, again, you need to know your state and local laws. But be very aware of this. When people start running around protesting and rioting, in my opinion, it's best to steer clear of that unless you absolutely have to engage for your life. But going in the middle of it with the intent to get involved in something is not the time to do that right now. So again, continue to speak the truth. Stay prepared. Stay ready. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.